For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. China says it's open to any trade agreement that follows the rules of the World Trade Organization and benefits the regional economy. The Ministry of Commerce released a statement after the U.S. and 11 other Pacific Rim countries sealed the Trans-Pacific Partnership. China says the pact is one of the key free trade agreements for the Asia-Pacific region. That pact covers nearly 40% of the global economy. China, the second largest economy in the world and an economic power in the region, is not a part of the deal. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has sent a congratulatory letter to herbal expert Tu Youyou, who's become the first Chinese woman to win a Nobel Prize. The pharmacologist shared the Nobel Prize for Medicine together with Irish-born William Campbell and Japan's Satoshi Omura. Tu discovered a therapy in the Chinese herbal medicine field that significantly reduced the mortality rates of patients suffering from malaria. The disease kills 450,000 annually. Billions of people are at risk of catching that mosquito-borne illness every year. The premier says Tu's award signifies China's prosperity and progress in scientific and technological fields and marks a great contribution of traditional Chinese medicine to the cause of human health. He also encouraged Chinese scientists to seek greater progress in the most advanced scientific and technological projects. William Campbell and Satoshi Omura share the other half of the prize for their discoveries concerning a novel therapy against infections caused by roundworm parasites. At least 11 people have been killed since Typhoon Mochigi hit southern China. Four people remain missing and 243 others have been injured. 66,000 residents in southern China's Guangxi have evacuated homes because of the typhoon. It's now moving northwest and is said to be weakening in strength. Turkey has once again summoned the Russian ambassador after a Russian fighter jet violated Turkish airspace for the second time over the weekend. Sunday's intrusion came after a similar incident on the previous day. A spokesperson for Russia's defense ministry said that the Russian jet operating in Syria accidentally entered Turkish airspace for a few seconds on Saturday before returning to its base in Syria about 30 kilometers south of the border with Turkey. He said the initial violation happened due to poor weather conditions in the area, which forced the pilot to approach the base from the north. He didn't react to the second violation. The Pentagon says Afghan forces had requested the U.S. airstrike that ultimately killed 22 civilians in Kunduz, Afghanistan. Army General John F. Campbell, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, says Afghan forces had called for help to eliminate a threat from the Taliban. This is different from the initial reports, which indicated that U.S. forces were threatened and the airstrike was called on their behalf. The airstrikes on the weekend hit a hospital run by the aid agency Doctors Without Borders. Shortly after the Pentagon's remarks, the medical agency called for an independent investigation into the incident, despite pledges from the White House and the Pentagon to conduct transparent investigations. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has presented his government's four-year policy program. Tsipras has addressed a parliament plenary for the first time after a snap general election last month. Tsipras is pledging the full and swift implementation of reforms conducted under the third bailout agreed with international lenders over the summer. He also promises to introduce measures to soften the impact from the new round of harsh austerity policies. During a Eurogroup meeting shortly before Tsipras's address, the Greek finance minister discussed 40 other actions Athens needs to seal by mid-October to unlock the first 2 billion euros of aid. Jack Dorsey's been officially named the CEO of Twitter permanently. Twitter stock rose more than 7% after that news came out. Dorsey co-founded Twitter in 2006 and left it 2 years later. He's been working as interim chief since July after Dick Costolo stepped down as CEO. Beijing authorities have concluded safety inspections of 188,000 elevators and escalators in the city. The inspection found over 26% of these devices have been in service for over a decade and could be prone to malfunction. Some have been repaired, others have been taken out of service. Between January and August, the city government allocated 110 million yuan to deal with elevators and escalators that are poorly maintained due to unclear ownership. Beijing has the second largest number of elevators and escalators in the entire world. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.